Goliath despises the youthful David. Goliath was filled with amazement and anger. "Am I a dog," he exclaimed, "that thou comest to me with staves?" He poured upon David terrible curses, then cried in derision, "Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, and to the beasts of the field." David did not weaken. Stepping forward, he said to his antagonist, "Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord sabbath not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." This speech, given in a clear voice, rang out on the air and was distinctly heard by the listening thousands. In his rage, Goliath pushed up the helmet that protected his forehead and rushed forward. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose, and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted, and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slang it, and smote the Philistine in the forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. The two armies had been confident that David would be slain. But when the stone went whizzing through the air straight to the mark, they saw the mighty warrior tremble and reach forth his hands as if struck with blindness. The giant staggered, and like a smitten oak fell to the ground. David did not wait an instant. He sprang upon the prostrate form of the Philistine and with both hands laid hold of Goliath's sword. It was lifted in the air, and the head of the boaster rolled from his trunk. A shout of exultation went up from the camp of Israel. The Philistines were smitten with terror. The triumphant Hebrews rushed after their fleeing enemies, to the gates of Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents.